Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you guys be? Did you have a good week? Wow, amazing weekend, huh? The full moon was spectacular. It was amazing, so beautiful. And it's amazing what we have in the planet, the beauty that's there for us to admire and to be with and to draw energies from. It's something that I'm always in awe of. When I go to work, now I have to go to work, and not that I wasn't working before, but I have to drive about 40 to 45 minutes or so in the morning, early in the morning. I leave home about 6 and come home later on in the day. But as I'm driving to work, I always see the sun coming up in my rearview mirror. And it's just the most beautiful, spectacular sight. The sun comes out and just greets you. And I always say, I always greet the sun as good morning, Father Sun. And just he winks at me, and I acknowledge him, and we have a wonderful day. But it's amazing what's been happening in our planet lately. We have a lot of our loved ones are living. If you might be aware of this or not, especially if you're in the spirituality community. Dr. Dyer passed on this past weekend. And what was so beautiful about it is that his family, they wrote on Facebook that he had left his body behind and he had moved on, or worse to that effect. And that is just how it is, because as infinite beings, we never die. We never die. But we leave our physical bodies behind, and then we move on. We might move on to another life right away, or we might take a break. But whatever it is that you do, you're always greeted on the other side. You cannot do anything wrong on this planet, on this earth, on this lifetime. You're always greeted with pomp and circumstance on the other side, with an orchestra waiting for you and to show you the gratitude of the good things that you have done in this lifetime. Now, you might say to yourself, but I don't do anything. I don't contribute anything. Oh, yes, you do, my friend. You do. Just by the simple fact that you are breathing and walking this earth, this planet, you are contributing your energies, your vibrations to the planet, to the animals, to the other people around you. Just you being you, you are a huge contribution. Everything else is for fun. Everything else, whether you work, whether you the inventions that you do, the creations that you do, and you're here to experience all of that. But you being you, it's a huge contribution to everybody else. Don't you ever forget that. Don't you ever forget that. You are here for a reason. This is the planet of masters. Remember that. A planet of masters. If you had not mastered everything you needed to master, you would not be here today. And I have clients who come to me and they say, Ximena, my so-and-so, my friend, my father, my mother, my grandmother, whatever loved one they're talking about, they moved on, and I just so empty inside. And it's not, and yes, the other being moved on, but the ones left behind are the ones that fill the void. And we usually feel void because there's always an unfinished business that we wish we had taken care of while they were here. How many times have you heard, if only I could have one more day with them. If only I could tell them I love them one more time. If only I could hug them. I could hug them one more time. If only, if only, if only. So where are you living with regret that you were not able to do, to say, to hug someone before they moved on? On the one hand, Dr. Dyer was very lucky. My understanding is that he went to sleep and he didn't wake up. That is an awesome death. That is the most beautiful, painless. He didn't suffer. He just went to sleep and he didn't wake up. Unfortunately, not everybody has the type of death. a lot of times people are in two minds as to whether to go or stay, whether to go or stay. They're not sure, and that's when they create illnesses and diseases, and because they're unsure of it. But Dr. Dyer was like, okay, I'm done with everything I need to do here. Time for me to go. Boom, human. That's how I want to go, that quick. But let's get back to the things that the unfinished business that we have with our loved ones, the ones who have moved on. Because you shall meet them again. Yes, you shall, because like I said, as infinite beings, we never die. Just our physical body dies. But you're still out there. And when I have clients that come and say, I wish I could talk to my dad again, because our relationship was so turbulent that we just, you know, we will never see eye to eye on anything. It was always argument. What if you could talk to them again? Of course, it's not going to be the way one-on-one talk, the way we do with the physical, another physical being right now. But with enough practice, you can talk to them. According to the Cryon, our loved ones, they do hang around us. Even if they incarnate in another body, even if they have a new life, they are around us. Their essence is around us, and they're here to support us. So you're never alone. Remember, we talked about this. You are never alone. And if ever you need help, all you have to do is ask for help. Now, but it does take some practice. If you do want to talk to your loved one that has moved on to the other side, it does take practice so that you start interpreting the messages that are coming back to you. The messages could be in pictures, could be in songs, could be in colors, could be in whenever. I don't know about you, but when my grandmother's around me, I smell this essence that only she smelled like. And it's not a flowery scent, because I have that also come to me. But it's her own essence that comes, and I can smell her, and she's there, and I know she's there. And when you do that, when you do get those smells that you don't know who, you might not know who it is initially, but then you ask, who are you? What do you want? Are you here for me or someone else? And then you might just ask and not just wait an answer, but then you are going to be you're going to start getting messages back. And all you have to do is, who are you? Are you here for me? And then just be patient. You don't have the world wasn't created in one day. So be patient. But if you do want to have that communication with the other side, you can definitely do it. It's not something that is out of your reach. So what we're going to do today is we're going to take a journey. And if you have someone with whom you would like to touch base with, you would like to ask questions, or you just want to be in their presence, you can call that being to you. And if you have a question you need to ask, or if you have something that it's unclosed business per se, that you want to do always do something to them, but you just never get a chance to say anything to them, and that it will be a time for you to have that opportunity. If there are any healing that needs to be done, I'll be providing I'll be channeling the healing energies in the background. But just be open with your feelings. If it's somebody that you have to forgive for having been mean to you, having betrayed you, it's a good opportunity to take this chance and tell them that you forgive them. Because forgiveness is not for them, but it's for you to let go of the incarceration that you put yourself in due to holding on to whatever grievance you might have with them. Okay? So it's whatever you want to do, whoever you want to call, and we will just we'll just be sending the healing energies in the background. And as always, please, if you're driving or operating heavy machinery, please now listen to this recording. You can come back to it later. The energies are going to be recorded, and we will press on. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. Exhale. who have built their eyes is to make them more comfortable. Let's just go ahead and breathe. Forget about everything else that's going on. And if you don't have anybody particular in mind for this journey, it's okay. See who shows up. It could be that it's your inner child that shows up, because you need to have the one-on-one with your inner child. You to you. So continue breathing. And let's go ahead and ground ourselves. I imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. Deep and wide. Full energy from the earth. Up your roots, your body, and out your crown. Keep pulling energy from the earth. And let's say, allow the energy draw to be smooth and even. Smooth and even. Stand under your feet. And then you realize that you're on the beach. You can hear the ocean. The waves lapping against them. Soft. Very soft, very calm. And then right on the beach, you see a bonfire. Go ahead and walk towards the beach, towards the fire. Fire, and watch the fire. You're not alone around the bonfire. Who's that next to you? Do you know them? If you don't know them right away, who are you? Are you here for me? Do you have a message? They're not used to talking. Sometimes they just want to be with you. Now, if you feel that you need someone to assist you, call your guides in around you. Just to have someone that you know from them. They might even ask you a question. Drop your barrier. Whatever you always wanted to know. And don't forget, it's also okay to forgive. If you want to laugh, laugh. Whichever way you want to express what you're feeling, all's okay. Anybody else come around the bonfire for you? Does anybody else have a message for you? Or when you're ready? Everybody's getting the energy. You and your loved ones that can stiff it. And they're very grateful for you. Very nice. Go ahead and finish up your conversation. Get away. There's a shooting star going by. Shooting star that came out of the Orion constellation. And as we focus on Orion, you can feel the energy from Orion coming to you as well. The energy of the strength, the energy of creativity. You need creativity to create a future. Getting your power back at the beginning. Creativity is how you create your future. Awareness is how you know you're creating what is right. Control, to know what you're doing, to know how you get it done. Enjoy, change your reality anytime you want to. And of course, money follows joy. What a wonderful gift Orion has given you. Ground the energy. Ground. And pull energy from the earth. Up your root. Up your leg. Up your torso. Now your crown. Ground. From the mother. From the root. All the way through your body and out your crown. When you're ready, rub your hands together. Rub your face and your eyes. Take a deep breath. And exhale. Wow. A lot of people came to this stuff in the bonfire, huh? So you can do this journey. It's really simple. All you have to do is go somewhere that you're comfortable with and you ask them to come and join you. And if you have a question for them, you can ask the question. And you might get an answer in whatever message comes to you, or you might not, but it's okay. Patience is the key. Nothing happens the first time you do it. Sometimes it does, but it's okay if it doesn't. Just have to be more attuned to how things show up for you. So I do this journey for inner child, when somebody has had some issues with growing up, and just to for that being to go back to their childhood and reassure the child that everything will be okay, that they are doing all that is told that's right for them, and then that they are loved especially if they grew up in a household where they were never told I love you. They go back to their childhood and they tell themselves, their inner child, that they are loved. And that does make a difference in how they continue with their future life. You know that you are loved and accepted. So if you have concerns as to what happened to you in your past life, in your childhood, do this journey and allow yourself the ability to tell yourself that all is well. It's amazingly how, you know, it's a healing process that you are going to learn, that you learn here. And if you can use it, it's a pragmatic tool that you can go ahead and use it anything you want in one of your meditations. So, how are you guys doing? Take another deep breath and exhale. There you go. Wow. So don't be afraid that hurt you. They cannot hurt you. You have never done anything wrong. in your entire life for anybody to hurt you. Whatever happened with them, it was in the contract that you and them made for this lifetime. And when you do meet them again, you are probably best of friends on the other side. You will have big old laughs as to remember when you love someone and lose them right away. It's all contract. And sometimes we're here for a short time, sometimes we're here for a longer time. But we are all here. We are all one. And we all go to the same place. And your point of view creates your reality. So according to the Quran, if we all go to the same place, we are all greeted with so much love and gratitude for having been on in lesson on this planet. And, you know, it's not easy being on this planet. It really is not. Now, this past weekend, we had the energies of, you know, last cleanup of everything that's no longer working for you, especially relationships. So be aware of what's going on in your life. Be aware of what's going on with your relationships, your body. I mean, we are in new uncharted territory, guys. Congratulations to all of us. Nobody has ever done this before. So what else is possible? And how does it get any better than this? And better yet, how can we use this to our advantage? Yes, it is sad when the loved one moves on. But remember, you can always get touch base with them. It's not the same. I'm not going to argue with that. I'm not going to try to tell you that it's the same. There are ways that you can, when you better your skills at touching base with the other side, with the other side of the veil, you'll get better and better and better. And what else is possible? And how can you use this to your advantage? Let me know if you like this topic. We can explore this a little bit further. I'd love to hear from you and what else is possible. Please, if you are interested in the Gregory Garrett Boyce teaching, we're going to be doing an introduction for it. But if you want to be invited to that introduction, it's probably going to be an hour and a half session and a webinar. Please go to energymbt.com/GG. The episode description has the URL. And go and enter your name and your email so that you can be invited to it. We're still talking. We're still planning what we're going to be showing. Okay? So please do so. It's been my pleasure, my honor to talk to you today. Have a good one.